welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
Praise God. I just want to, this morning, not to keep you and Julie, but God brought this passage. I have in the past ministered, I think, on it. But God brought this passage to me, and I was aware that I had needed to minister or touch it this morning. As I was meditating on the passage that he wanted me to present to you, I found myself having a parallel. I don't know, it just came into my thinking. Whatever way it happened, it happened. And I... Mary Berry, does she mean anybody to you, anything, something to you? She one of the cooks or bakes? Well, that name came into my head, and there's a few others. It's not my forte cooking, but... you know, somebody wants to make something souffle or something difficult, something... Or a nice hard-based, what joy? Cheesecake, I do well. And you really don't have success when you try to do it, you know. And you go looking around, finding this cookbook and that cookbook, and I wonder what he says and what she says. You know, there seems to be more on television about food today than anything else. You know, how to cook this, who's cooking it, and what they're doing, and so on. And I find my mind just going to that and saying, you know, the world, they want to find out how to really make a good souffle or whatever. So let's go and find out from this person. And when I was contemplating this passage that God spoke to me about, and as I did, I realize that that's what we should be doing all the time with life. How can I live life better? How can I be more effective as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a wife, as a son, as a daughter? How can I be more effective on the planet? How can I be more effective with God and towards God and on behalf of God? How can I? And all of that came out of the passage I'm going to share with you right now. The importance that is attached to not just the word, but the application of the word and the understanding of it. I'm going to turn you to second chapter of Peter. Second chapter of Peter. And it's, when I get there, it's chapter 1. Second chapter of Peter, chapter 1. I'm going to read the first 15 verses. And then we'll just break it up briefly. This passage, by the way, before I start, for me, refers to the solution to entering into 2020 with success on your mind and with the understanding of how to be successful. Just like that person that wants to make a better souffle, because the others don't seem to be very successful. And in this passage, we have the total answer to that. And that's why the Lord put it on my heart to present it today, because the new year starts in a couple of days. And we need to prepare our hearts. So 2 Peter 1, let me just read it firstly. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith, that means you and I, with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God will bless that word to us. This is a very powerful passage of Scripture. I hope you're familiar with it. If not, I want to encourage you to go away after we finish today and make time and just sit and read it. Let me just take time this morning simply to just work through it a little bit, enlarge on it a little bit, and leave it with you. It opens up, and this is the Apostle Peter writing here. It's the same Apostle Peter that when Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And the Apostle Peter blurted out, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And of course, the response of Jesus to that response of Simon Peter's was, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you." In other words, you didn't work that out, but has been revealed unto you by my Father which is in heaven. It had spiritual revelation. Church, we need to get a grip of this. We don't work with our minds when it comes to God. We work in and through and by the person of the Holy Spirit. Your thoughts and mine without him are just carnal. But in Christ Jesus, they're mighty through the Holy Ghost. So this opens up, and this I'm presenting to you as a signpost for 2020. Simon, talking about himself here, says, "Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ." There's a few big mouthfuls there. I'm not going to break into them, only to pick up on the first verse. Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Listen to that. A bondservant and an apostle. He doesn't put, "I'm an apostle" first. He's not boasting on his status, on his anointing, on the office that God's given to him. He says, "I'm a bondservant and an apostle." The word there for the bondservant, as it mostly is in the Old Testament, is doulos. The word doulos means a bondservant. He is bound to his master. He is a beck and call at any time to do anything, to carry anything. He is the bondservant of his master. The Bible talks about bondservant quite prolifically. It tells us that Moses was a bondservant of God, tied to God, totally committed to God. It tells us that his right-hand man, Joshua, was a bondservant. It tells us that King David was a bondservant of God, a doulos of God, tied to God. Are you tied to God? You're going to be tied to God this year? Moses was tied to God. Joshua was tied to God. David was tied to God. Hallelujah. Paul the apostle, the Bible says, was a doulos of God, tied to God. Hallelujah. And this is what we open up with as we consider ourselves as we go into 2020. That's the state of the Lord, and that's what we have by way of inheritance from God. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Need to underline it. To those, that's you and me, who have obtained, listen to these words, like, what Peter said, like precious faith. Your faith is precious, church. Your ability to believe God, to receive Him as your Savior is precious. There are those that can't. Their conscience has been seared as with a hot iron, the Bible says. They're insensitive to being able even to talk about God in the sense that He's the creator of heaven and earth and the lover of every man and woman on the planet. We are being likened to this, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And here we have in these next number of verses our key to a successful 2020. It goes on in verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I should stop there long enough to say, add what I see this come out with. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. In other words, how do you and I receive grace and peace? It's in our knowledge of God. That's where it's all wrapped up. Everything is wrapped up in God. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variable, nor shadow of turning. It's in our knowledge of God that we, like Peter, are able to, in other words, whether we do or not, we are able to, it's been made available to us to have grace and peace all the time being multiplied to us. And it comes by us having the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3 says, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. That's another powerful phrase that's being made there. As His divine power, notice this, His divine power has given to you and me, has given it. You have it. The divine power of God is at your hand, whether you take it or not, use it or not, but the divine power of God that takes you out of the realm of being an ordinary human being that lives like the majority of the world, or being an instrument that's filled with the light and the glory and the grace and the love and the peace and the power and the presence of God. For His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. In other words, that's godly living. That's a godly life. That's a life whereby everybody can recognize from us that there's something different about us, and it's not our physiological makeup or even the outward appearance of ourselves. It is something that's happened inside of us. It's by the Holy Ghost. We've been transformed, changed, and made a new creation in God. And that's all because of this wonderful Savior that we have. And Peter is communicating this to us in the expectation that we will pick up on it and embrace it in our own lives. All things that pertain to life and godliness comes how? Through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This book contains for you and me exceeding great and precious promises. You and I can only get hold of them as we read the book. But as we read the book and come across them, those promises are yours and mine. And as we bring them to bear in our life not only because spiritually a transition has taken place, but grace and godliness starts to take up its place and its position in our life. The way we are, the way we function, the way we live with one another, the way we communicate with one another, the way we react or not react, all of that is the expression of God's grace. And remember, grace is favor, undeserving favor. Verse 5, let's go to there. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Whoa, that's a big mouthful there. Giving all diligence, add to your faith. Isn't that something? And the scripture says, not just add or try to add to your faith, it says, give all diligence to doing just that. To take hold of this word faith and let it become such a powerful testimony in the lives of other people that God gets the glory. That's really what he's saying here. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Add to your faith. In other words, not enough just to say I believe. There's got to be a demonstration of that in our lives. Add to your faith. Add to your faith what? It says virtue. That really is not the best rendering. A better rendering of that Hebrew word, Greek word, is courage. Add to your faith courage. You know, to use your faith, to live your faith, to exercise your faith takes courage. To lay hands on a sick person that there's nobody else there to help for this person, but you're there. And to dare to step out and say, I'm a believer in the name of Jesus and lay your hands upon them, it takes courage just to go through that action. You could just say, I'm a believer and I believe God. But to go and do something about the circumstances takes courage. We need to take courage. He says, add to your faith courage. The courage of your conviction. The courage of who you are and who is in you. The courage to know and let others know that you're not alone. That there's a power that's inside of you and is able to flow out of you as we release the power that is inside of us, the Holy Ghost. And so, as I was reading this passage, I realized here, God has given us the recipe for a successful, awesome year in 2020. To get Mary Berry's recipes, here's a recipe for a victorious 2020 in our individual lives, in our family lives, and even as a church. Hallelujah. But my experience of life, sufficient as it is to date, tells me that doesn't just happen. It has to be applied. It has to be applied, and that takes courage. I remember reaching out for God, I still do, but I'm in a different place, I suppose, today than I was then. And I may have shared testimonies like this to you before, but I remember just wanting God so much, so much. You know, when you want to do something so much, you've got to exercise some courage. invariably. And I wanted God so much, and I realized that I don't know. I don't know if I had a reason for it. If I realized something, but all I found myself was wanting to rise up in the morning as early as I could, and just spend time in the presence of God, which is what I did, and to make sure I could get up. And I didn't want to disturb my wife and I by alarm clocks and things. I didn't want to disturb her by having half the bedclothes shifted so we're not carrying so much to keep us warm or whatever. And so I could get up in the morning without disturbing her. And so I would go to bed, and even through the winter, I would just have probably just a sheet over me, or a lighter thing, but mostly it was just a sheet. Just so as I could sleep, but not miss the heart, desire of my heart, which was to spend time in the presence of my Lord. That takes courage, looking back. That takes courage. At the time, it wasn't an effort, it was a joy. My heart was hungry, I was so desirous of God, I wanted God, I'd pay any price. I'm just saying this to you. I don't want you to misinterpret it and hear me talking about John Nabby. I'm just trying to share with you for this year coming up. It's your year. It's your year. Your year individually and as a church, your year. But if you roll out of this year into last year, being the same as you were this year and doing the same things you did, don't expect to make advancement. You'd be very foolish, wouldn't you? I mean, there's one thing to have running on the spot, as I'm sure many of you in different settings have been called upon to run on the spot. And you make no progress anyway, you just got bobbing up and down and running and going forward. And you're very easy to find that you are running on the spot, you make no gain. And the same is with God. You need to make gain. You want to go forward. And to do that, the Bible says this. It says this. Draw nigh to God. And the miracle takes place. It says, He will draw nigh to you. I learned that lesson a long time ago. It's so true. If God's going to get near you at all, it's because you hunger and thirst after Him. You draw nigh to Him all the time. It's not tucked away in some inconspicuous place. He is first in your life. You're pressing in for Him. You're pushing in for Him. You desire Him more than anything else. And that's what's being talked about here. If we hunger and thirst after righteousness, if we press into God, we will find that God is there. And I'm impressed to say it again to you. Draw nigh to God. He's going to draw nigh to God because you draw nigh to Him. Because He sees your heart. He sees your attitude. It's not so much your actions He's caught up with. Can I respectfully say there are a lot of people who perform, and that's between them and God. But God looks on the heart. He looks on the heart. He sees who is on the heart. And I'm just sharing this word as well as I can, that we all that are here anyway can by it start to do a warfare that takes us into 2020, already champions of 2020. Because we've done what we've needed to do. We've applied and set ourselves to embrace this word as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Not our own feelings, not our own emotions, not our own circumstances, but God, who is God. Hallelujah. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. As I say, that word, a better rendering is courage. Again, let me just repeat, I know I've said it. It takes courage to apply your faith. I don't just mean in applying your faith in the ordinary circles of Christian living. Even there, sometimes it can be But I'm talking about being the witness that God wants us to be in whatever circumstance is there. It takes courage to work your faith, to reveal your faith. So, giving all diligence, add to your faith courage. You see, faith without courage is not going to go much. And faith without works is dead, the Bible says. Add to your faith virtue. And what do you add to courage, which is virtue? You're to add knowledge to that. How do you get to doing that? By reading this all the while. By letting this become a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. If I was to ask you, what was your reading yesterday? How many of you would be able to tell me? If I was to say to you, what book of the Bible are you presently studying through? How many of you would say, I'm doing this? That's between you and God. I'm just trying to illustrate that if we're going to have a 2020 in front of us, which is a fruitful year, a blessed year, as we move into the things of God, then it's not going to be accomplished by just by rolling the same as we've been in 2019 and doing the same things in 2020. You need to get hold of this Word of God, and you can read it and study it for yourself. He who has given us, through the knowledge of Him has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. And that's the starting point. We have God's Word, and His promises are in this Word. They cannot fail. God does not welch on His promises. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. To self-control, perseverance. If you got faith, then walk the walk of faith till what you have faith for is a possession now in your own hands. Stay with it. Stay with it. Add to your faith, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly... Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness. Do you love your brothers and sisters? Do you love them when they're unlovable? Do you love them when they've just poked you in the eye? Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do. Say, Pastor, you're being very hard this morning. No, I'm just leaving God's Word with you for next year. And I really urge you to read it for yourself, because without it, you're not going to get what this promises. Add to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, listen to this, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will neither be barren nor unfruitful. For he who lacks these things, it doesn't have them, is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. You know, that appears to me such a truth. How many times have you and I experienced that with one another? For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even blindness, and have forgotten that we were cleansed from our old sins. I want to tell you, we're all sinners, saved by grace. Grace, marvelous grace, unmerited favor is what's upon all of our lives. And yet, we sometimes don't let that divine nature flow. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control. to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to underline that in your Bible. He who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, that's what we've just been reading, you will never stumble. Who'd like a dose of that? Never stumbling. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but there is a way which, forgot the rest of the verse. Anyone finish it for me? Okay. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my cease. Well, I'm going to leave that with you. I'm going to encourage you to read it. That's the word that God put in my heart, and I do sense that that's the word that God has given us as a church for next year. Because you do affect next year. You as an individual, as much as I as an individual, will affect God and His work in this house next year. And so I want to encourage you just to read that. And you can, according to that, line up your life with it. And consequently, have a life that's ready for 2020. It knows how it's going to function. Your life knows what it's going to do in any circumstance, because we've read what the Word says. Amen? Well, I'm going to close and let you go home to your dinner or whatever you're planning. Remember, there's no prayer meeting tonight. But I just want to urge you, church, let the Holy Spirit, as you read that at home, speak to you. That is your roadmap for 2020, to have a successful journey through 2020, embracing and being filled with the blessing of God. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me. If you leave it undone, it's left undone in your life. If you do it, and though nobody else does, you will receive the promise of the Word. Of course, that's true. It will not fail. Amen. Let's stand together, shall we, and let's close. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, today that we're able to say we're alive in you. We've been born again by the Holy Spirit. We are new creation people today. We're able to say, Lord, we live and move and have our being in you. We thank you, Lord, that we are your witnesses on the earth today. And Father, we thank you for this blueprint that you've given us in 2 Peter 1. A blueprint, Lord, for success. Lord, you said if you do these things, you will never stumble. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we say, Lord, that's the life that we want to be living. Lord, where you are glorified, because we perpetually walk in the light as you are in the light. So cause your word to live in us in all wisdom, day by day. Lord, strengthen us by it as we set ourselves from this moment to war a good warfare based upon the instruction, Lord, that you gave to us through your servant, Simon Peter. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Father, I thank you now for everyone in BCC, those that are present, those that are not present, that, Lord, your hand is upon them for good, that, Lord, you meet them at the point of their need. Father, you answer their cry for help immediately, for that's your promise. That Lord, you lead them, Lord, into pathways of righteousness and pathways of blessing and pathways of victory. Lord God, you lead them in the way that you would have them to go, that they can be a blessing throughout that path that they walk, touching the lives of anyone that's on that same path. And that through this year, Lord, there'll be an evidence of your life flowing through us, because we draw nigh to you, and therefore you draw nigh to us. We thank you, Lord God, as we set ourselves to draw nigh to you in and through your word, that there will in 2020 be an evident expression of your divine glory through our lives, touching the lives of many, because it's touched our lives individually and collectively first. So God, our Father, be exalted. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord, for this year that's before us, a year yet unknown, but not unknown to you. And yet a year that we can charter, a year that we can lay out before ourselves, a year that we at the beginning can determine is going to be a great year, because you have just given to us through your servant Peter the blueprint, the roadmap. So Father, we say thank you again. Be glorified all the time in our living. Forgive our conceitedness, our self-centeredness, our own conviction that we are right, Lord, in the midst of your truth. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you would take us perpetually and use us for your glory. This we ask with a thankful heart. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.